You're listening to the podcast, The E at the End is Silent. This is a podcast about creators, where we interview our favorite authors, game programmers, musicians, makers, streamers, and artists of all kinds. Call us at 856-67-SULLY, that is 856-677-8559. Your question may be used in a later episode.
Hey, Broder, how are you? This is Gun Sully in Washington, D.C.
And this is Tech Sully, battling with his technology.
Yeah, technology. I just need to give you a you focus on the ones and zeros, the nuts and bolts. But I want you to know, as a caveman, I've learned that technology is filled with witches that feed off of your uncertainty and your fear. So you need to clear your mind before you battle with that device. And with the power of God Most High, you will be able to beat it with a hammer.
Yeah, we call that percussive maintenance.
All right. Yes, I wanted to talk about just a couple things. On the agenda today, I want to talk about some music discovery. I've recently bought a couple albums, and also wanted to rant with you about commercials and lyrics, funny lyrics and stuff like that. But first. Have you ever been sent on like a wild goose chase to get something from a store, but it has to be the exact brand? And after a couple stores, you start to think that brand isn't real.
Yeah. Or you find out it's the house brand of, you know, it's a good example, Ryobi stuff. I like Ryobi stuff because once you have one set of batteries, you can then swap that into all the other Ryobi stuff. And so I go to where I work, Charlottesville, and I get, I'm like, okay, I'll just run down to the store and grab a Ryobi tool to solve this current problem we're having. I go to like three different stores and I'm like, holy crap, none of it exists here. Well, there's no place that sells that because that's a house brand for Home Depot. I had no idea.
Oh, wow. I did not know that either. So they have an exclusive contract with Home Depot.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I don't mess around power tools too much, but, they don't like that in apartment buildings in DC. If you're playing with power tools.
I did it on the down low all the time, even when I was in Seattle. I would find ways to sneak the power tools.
Well,
it's an addiction.
If you do it with the what do they call it, the quiet hours? If you avoid the quiet hours, you should be safe. Just don't go nuts with it, or you get the cops. All right. I've been sent to pick up a certain kind of rice.
Okay.
And I just want you to throw out a number. I drive around the DC area all day for my job. So I've had the opportunity to swing into a few stores and try to find this specific rice. And I just want you to guess how many stores I've checked and have not found this rice yet.
Okay, it's a dense area. There's a lot of opportunities, so I'm going to guess 5.
That is a good guess. That's a very good guess. It is actually 6, and I'm going to my seventh location now, just because now it's gone from, like, I really want to get the right brand of rice because I love my family, to it exists, damn it.
Yeah, you check online and you're like checking the company. I had that happen to me just this past week. I took apart an entire computer to put a part into it, and I can't find where this part's supposed to go on the thing. I've taken the computer all the way down to the bare metal. I can't figure out where it's supposed to go. And it turns out this particular computer is an all-in-one computer. There is a little FCC shroud. It was behind that shroud. You had to like pry it back with it. I'm like, I hate you. Whatever engineer made this, I hate you.
Yeah, they they know how to hide them things. All right, so we have to we have to talk music server. Have you heard any good music recently that has really hit your jive?
Well, as
hit
you
hit your written jives.
As you know, I've been doing nothing but testing my time machine, so the most recent thing I listened to was Possum Kingdom by the Toadies.
Well, I mean, that's a great song.
Well, you know, it's current from the place I just visited, you know?
Why would you go back to 1996? I just want to know what was going on there.
Ah, man, I was ripped. I had abs. Just looking at the glory days. No, yeah, actually, I've always said the only reason I'd invent a time machine ever would be just to go back in time and kick my own ass.
So is that why you got suddenly really buff? I noticed that. You just sort of like transformed into an incredibly buff guy. And so that's because you went back and beat yourself up in an old timeline?
Yeah, just suddenly.
And you're like... You were like, hit the gym, twink, or this will happen again.
Exactly.
And if anyone gets upset that I use twink, it's okay if you say that to yourself in the past. It's not homophobic.
Yeah. I don't think I was ever scrawny enough to have used that. You know, I can't say that's our word because I was always kind of beefy, even.
Yeah, stocky. That's our official race. People are like, you're white, and now I'm stocky. I've met white people. They're really tall, and their shoulders aren't the same width of your average door.
Going back to, by the way, the reason why, those of you who are listening, the reason why we're just talking randomly is my brother's been gone for the past couple of weeks and we haven't had a chance to just, this is the kind of stuff we usually do when nobody's listening. This is the conversation. But yeah, we had a friend we called the Giant who swore that he was only, 6'10". But he repeatedly hit his head on a beam in my house that was 7 feet 2 inches. And he's a very sweet guy, but really not the smartest. Genuinely miss him. But yeah, when you don't know how tall you are, learn to duck.
Yes. That is funny. You never really think about that, but the last time a lot of human beings ever know their height is when they are still on their parents. Well, okay, now you can be on your parents' medical insurance until you're 26, but all throughout the 90s and early 2000s, a lot of people are in their 20s and 30s. And the last height measurement they had was when they were 17 or 18 at their last checkup with their pediatrician. After that, you don't go to the hospital and get your height measured unless you're getting a security or police or military sort of job and they're doing physicals like that. I mean, it doesn't come up. You go there if you got an ear infection, you know?
Yeah, somewhere between age 22 and 42, I grew 2.5 inches.
Yeah, I was the one that told you that, wasn't it? Because you thought you were a couple inches shorter. I was like, you are a little taller than me, and I know that I'm taller than that.
Yeah. So I didn't know until I got, the doctor, and they're doing the math and I was like, well, I'm this weight and I'm that weight. And he's like, well, you should actually be. And I think he said some crazy number, like 105 pounds. And I'm like, I'm like, okay, look at me. I mean, they would. Right. Be, yeah.
Because with stocky, that's why I really want stocky to be recognized as a body type, because we do genuinely have a different body type than
I had
than a than a person that's not stocky. It's just a thing. It's a real thing.
I had an ADD moment there. I was talking about the giant because one of the very first things he ever said to me is, "Do you have a sister with shoulders like that?" Which was simultaneously the funniest and creepiest way to start a conversation with another straight guy.
Yes, definitely. So he's saying that he wants a girl with linebacker shoulders, or was he saying you had dainty shoulders at that time?
No, because that was actually where the conversation started, because he and I were the same width, you know, at the shoulder.
He was trying to breed normal sized people.
Yeah,
but
well, although if he found his boxy woman there, he would just breed tank children.
I think there's an anime called Tank Children.
I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I was in Japan. I should mention that.
Yeah, you're but huge in Japan. You're...
What?
It was an old T-shirt and a running gag from the internet back in the early days.
It's not here. It's just impossible. There's no way it's not here. It has to be at Latte Plaza.
Okay, so here's where we can use the power of the internet. You are crowdsourcing me to find, name the brand of rice. What is this brand of rice?
It's literally, okay, I can look at any of the other ones here and say half the stuff that's on the bag. It's Gao Tam Kyung Hang, jasmine brand, or jasmine flavored rice. And then it says, I'm trying to remember the weird way it's written. The text. So yeah, it says something like super best premium or something like that. Okay, all right, we got to pull up the text message again with the picture. They pull up the text with the picture.
Oh no, she gave you a picture. You're doomed.
Are you losing me?
No, I can.
Okay,
hear you.
All right, just a second. Okay.
I was just going to say, if she gives you a picture, you're doomed, because if you don't come back with that one, then you're a failure as
yeah,
a human.
Exactly. Okay, so the picture says extra super quality jasmine scented rice, and I'm pretty sure the brand is LOTY. LOTY. That's what it looks like here. And yeah, well, let's go ahead and post this brand up on the podcast.
Sure.
We'll have to have that exact picture up there, so we can people can find this exact type of rice. Yeah, I'm losing, man. I don't know how I can't have found this rice yet. Maybe it's in the back room, and I have to speak fluent Seoul, South Korea dialect, and ask, say the exact password, and then they take me to the room that has the super best premium rice.
There are those secret handshake things for sure.
How am I not in that one? I'm in a lot of secret societies. Okay, so here we are. We're talking about body. Why were we talking about body types? We're talking about.
So it started out with music, and then
okay,
me not listening to anything modern, and then
okay.
me
and then you you were in your
using
time
a time machine.
Machine
to just
okay.
buff
All
up
right.
and beat
okay.
the crap out of myself.
Okay, so we're gonna go back to music. Okay, that's where we were.
This is attention deficit. The title for this episode is Attention Deficit Theater.
Yes. Okay. So we've escaped the time machine vortex. And now we're back at music. I bought, while I was in Japan, let me tell you my music store experience in Japan. It's a good, little story. I picked up a few Sabaton albums, and I bought One More Light, the Linkin Park album, the live version.
Mm-hmm.
One More Light live, I'm impressed by some of the stuff. There is Digital Rattlesnake. If you know what Digital Rattlesnake is,
the thing they do, yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like any instrument, and it's in every new modern rap song. So, and it's disappointing because it's not Linkin Park style. That's what really bothers me. Linkin Park raps. They already rap. They already do that. They didn't need to be like, oh, we're going to do the rap thing. They don't need to do that. So it's a little, like, disappointing that they went with the flow on that and that they bowed to peer pressure and they put Digital Rattlesnake in their new songs.
I mean, you know, honestly, having worked in the radio industry, I put absolutely nothing past the recording industry. It's in the post. Not only is it in the post, but they may not have sign-off ability on their own stuff, which seems like heresy. But I have seen crazier in just the what was it, 2 years, 3 years I worked with the radio station, and then you know kept in touch with some of those people that stayed in. I guess I don't have a face for radio.
I do have to say though, I like the songs out that outside of Digital Rattlesnake. I do like the songs. I think one of the songs that stuck in my head at the moment is Battle Symphony. So, and if you really really like Linkin Park, you're gonna enjoy the live album because they do talk a little bit in between the songs, and Chester does a whole song where he's just playing guitar and singing his heart out. And, you know, it just, if you're sensitive or you're on the ketogenic diet and you're going through like violent mood swings, maybe listen to it by yourself before listening to it, like while you're on the job, because you might get a little emotional. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I think we've all heard one More Light by this point.
Yeah.
Where he hypocritically says how much he cares about every life. Sorry, I'm still a little pissed, but
yeah, I think you and I have both hit the point where we have less. Not empathy. What's the word? You know, I get mad anymore.
Right. Well, and because we've had too many, you know, friends and acquaintances go that direction. And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, if it's, you start thinking, is it our age group? Is it the stuff we do? Is it, you know, what do we, we're not bad people. We're not doing bad things. How do we have so many acquaintances that we've grown up with, or friends that we've grown up with that have gone off? And then of course you have the layers of survivor guilt that piles on top of that.
Yeah.
That we discussed in our episode on suicide and all that. So anyway, moving on.
Still one of our best episodes ever, I believe.
Yeah, I'd agree, because we got really, really real. But yeah, we have this connection to Chester. And because of that, there's a few other songs that are ones that didn't make it to the radio off of the one light album that I feel are way more indicative on his headspace that he was in. And they have a lot of red flag lyrics and I know that, you know, of course hindsight is 2020, you can hear that, but I think it's good to hear that stuff and think, this is the stuff to look out for. Not so much, you know, what everybody sort of thinks is like the angry, the angry stuff and the I'm so alone and all that stuff. It's kind of the more resolute stuff that's the you know, well, everything's going to be okay. I just want you to remember me as a good person. Like, that's basically a line in one of the songs where he's talking about, like, I'm doing the best I can. I want you to remember me this way. And it's like, okay, he is in that headspace. And that song is more in the in that headspace than even, I think, One More Light. So it takes you to that point where you're really looking in introspectively and retrospectively and at his situation. And it so I think it's a great album. Check it out. One More Light by Linkin Park, and get the live one so you can hear them chatting. And so the live and the studio are two different experiences. I do have to say, though, if you buy it in Japan, remember that all the inserts are going to have just all the lyrics in Japanese. So you'll have to go back to Googling the lyrics.
Although, I miss this is an old guy talking, but I miss liner notes.
Yeah.
You know, liner notes from LPs. You're talking a 12-inch square that you've got liner notes. It was glorious. I mean, you know, it was a book attached to your.
So we had a Sabaton albums I got too. I'm gonna say the CD. Insert for the Sabaton albums are awesome. Sabaton loves you, and they love the fact that you bought a CD from them, and they also love that you want to see the lyrics. So all those things being just them loving you as much as they love War.
Means
that they give you an amazing CD insert that includes all the lyrics. Some of the explanations, as in like little historical tidbits about the lyrics, like a quote, the quotes from everyone from Sun Tzu to Winston Churchill, depending on which album you're picking up by Sabaton. But also there's a center spread of the band.
That's
which,
cool.
Yoakam had one of the most politically incorrect shirts I've ever seen. It said "Cover me in chocolate and throw me to the lesbians." It's a funny sense of humor. Great band, and of course their music is just pure metal.
What I was going to say is, speaking of still buying CDs, now I don't know if this is still true, but it was true as of about 4 years ago. Weird Al, he got more money if you bought a CD than if you bought a download. It was just the way his deal was structured. And so, I think we all, I joked with somebody online today, the editor of the site Pop Lurker and I were joking back and forth about Weird Al, and I said I check in with him once a month just to make sure he doesn't need a kidney.
You are a true fan.
Yeah.
I want to say back to the concept of bad rap. I was in. Did you know J-pop and K-pop? You know where they. There's all those super trendy boy bands and girl bands and all that that people go goo-goo gaga over. Well, a sad trend now is garbage rap, and I just want people to know. People to understand
mumble rap, or even worse.
Yeah, well, like mumble rap and. And I can't do this rap like this. I can't do this rap like this. All I'm doing is talking staccato. That's it. That's all I just did. I just sort of spread out the words a little bit, repeated them,
There,
That's not rap.
there's a guy that did that back in the 80s too. You're not even being unique.
That's the issue too. You're not even trying to be unique. You're literally trying to sound like some rapper out now. I'm going to do exactly that, and he's ripping somebody else off. You know, it's really depressing to see that. And I was so I'm at the record store there, and I've got my CDs, and I'm waiting. I'm waiting to find the checkout, and as much as I like music, I have some auditory hyperacuity, hyperacusis. I have issues with loud noises. Kind of ironic, I know, but they have right by my freaking ear this like display that's just blaring the worst rap I may have ever heard, and it is just basically them trying to sound like Currency or ASAP Rocky or any of these other terrible garbage humans who make garbage rap. And you might be thinking, oh, how dare you say that? No, they're really bad people, and the stuff they're saying is like, hey, I sell drugs to kids, and you could too if you were as hardworking as me. Really bad messages, really bad music, and I hear these Japanese guys in Japanese doing an exact copy of that horrible style. And I tried to see if there's another line to go to. I didn't see another line. Come back, rip the audio cables out of the display, and stand in line. Nobody said anything.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? You're probably national hero now at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's the one who saved us. Yeah. I don't think anyone, I really wanted to go back to that store later in the day to see if anybody could plug the audio back in.
Oh man. Our local, grocery store has one of those, coupon machines, and it has a commercial that runs every 2 minutes with these laughing, giggling children, which, you know, the time of day I usually shop, I can shop blindfolded, you know, in and out in 5 minutes. You know, it's a military precision thing when I go shopping there. The whole time I'm doing it, late at night, nobody else in the store, you hear this creepy child laughter thing happening, echoing around the aisles. And you're like, good heavens, what's going on? And, you know, you get up to the front and the people working there are like, make it stop.
Yes. Well, you know, it used to just be a lonely British child's voice going, are you my mummy?
Oh, good Lord. Yeah.
But then, you know, they decided to update it and just have laughing, echoing laughter.
Because that can be anything, you know?
Yes. One last last thing here. In my travels, we did some amazing little nature videos. So if you've been seeing the Instagram, I've been sort of hinting at some of the cool nature stuff. And today I've posted a beautiful tutubi. Do you know what a tutubi is?
I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I have prior knowledge, but I'm guessing it's a dragonfly.
Yes. Beautiful dragonfly. And here's the exciting part. If you are a dragonfly fan, which I don't know why I am, they're so freaking cool.
It's the television show Lex. You.
Oh
like
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah.
You like the dragonfly. I like the German woman that talked like she had a head injury.
Stanley Tweeter. Yeah. So yeah, you got the dragonflies, and they're not just red. In the video that I'm going to post, as soon as we get enough guesses, and let's set the guess bar really low, but still higher than it is. Let's set it at 7. We get 7 yeses.
Cool.
Is that too much to ask? Yes. Let's get 7 yeses.
That's a reasonable
on
move.
The Instagram. Yeah, and there's multiple colors.
Our social
of tutubis.
Our social media intern accidentally dropped her phone in a women's restroom, so she's off social media.
We need to actually get her like logged into the Instagram.
Yeah, she's like, she gets a whim. She's like, I watched this show this afternoon. I think it's cool. I'm gonna create an Instagram account, and then she's like, ugh, I got 1,000 followers and I hate all of them. I'm like, stop! You're killing me. You're making
That's
your father
heartbreaking.
Die inside.
Yeah. I posted our best performing picture recently. It's a dog. That's it. It's just a picture of a dog.
Well, that works. All right, bro. I have my wife coming back in from 5 days of being gone, and while I work to save the house and keep it standing, my two dogs, while I was doing that, decided to treat my house like a frat house. And so I have exactly 22 minutes to make this place look like it isn't me and two frat girls who wrecked this joint.
Yes. Yes. You got to come up with a funny
Delta
Omicron.
Arf, arf.
Delta
Delta
Omega.
I'm going off
I don't
Greek.
Know.
Delta Bow Wow.
Okay, all right. That's cute.
And still hotter than those other bitches.
Yes. That's where you needed to throw an actual. That's where you needed to throw an actual Greek there. Still better than those theta gamma bitches.
Exactly. That was the joke I was stretching for. You got it. All right.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. All right. Together we make half of the quarter of a writer's room. Okay. All right, bro. I love you. Thanks for recording this podcast.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
glad I'm.
Are we allowed to talk about what happened? What happened tomorrow, many years ago?
What? What happened tomorrow, many years ago? Oh no!
Okay.
No. Let's not give actual dates on stuff of actionable. People can log into stuff.
Gotcha.
All right, bro. I love you.
All right, love you too. Bye bye.